Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
It is a mere fortnight until Thanksgiving, one of my favorite days of the year, but it's never too early to give thanks because daily gratitude brings joy. I am thankful to live in the North Coast. It's easier for me to give thanks after recently spending a couple days in Marin County. Sure, the weather in San Anselmo was good and the economy is robust, but the traffic was awful, even in the middle of the work week. Side streets felt like clogged arteries about to engage in vehicular thrombosis. Finally, on our way home, when we reached 101 going north, we started to sail along at about 60 miles per hour for 5 minutes. Soon we ground to a halt, and it was bumper-to-bumper traffic, stopping and going for the next hour. Normally, I expect to start cruising about 65 once I reach Windsor. This time, the traffic did not thin out until about Ukiah. But once we went north of Ukiah, the air was clean, sunshine plentiful, and the dense green foliage bright as an emerald due to the recent rains. I was thankful to arrive home, where the last thing I worry about is how to negotiate traffic jams on a daily basis. Second, I am thankful for the great outdoors where we live. Sure, it's remote, but if you like thinner crowds, that makes the North Coast the place to be. You ever hiked in the Trinity Alps? They're a lot less crowded than the Sierras, and they look much the same. Then there are plenty of hikes closer to home, from the Headwaters to Jacoby Creek, from the Kings Range to the Hammond Trail. The Prairie Creek Trail winds through old-growth redwoods and finally dumps you off at the beach by way of the mystical Fern Canyon. Ocean, beaches, rivers, forests, lagoons, and mountains. Everywhere you look, there's abundant beauty to behold. All it takes is a pair of light boots or sneakers and a little gumption. My wife and I often go out our back door and hike for hours, seldom seeing a soul. Third, I am thankful for the fact that we who live on the North Coast are members of a tightly knit community. Yesterday's paper showed a man dancing the tango with his dance instructor from a wheelchair. Now, I don't know how you dance the tango seated in a wheelchair, but I am delighted that this septuagenarian has an instructor with the patience and himself the personal pluck to keep on dancing. He hopes that he will one day walk again. Bless you and your dance instructor as you tango your way back to your feet. You also make me very thankful to have two legs that work. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and I'm thankful for the veterans, including my father and father-in-law, who defeated fascism and then rebuilt our nation and world. I'm also thankful for my son, who is active duty with the Air Force and risks his life and leaves his family often. I'm thankful for my church family and the opportunity to worship freely without hindrance or persecution. I'm thankful for fall colors and falling leaves, for the smells of squash and pumpkin baking in the oven. I am thankful for friends and family and freedoms, all in an abundance that I do not deserve. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.